Hello and welcome to the Veterans Ascend Weekly Podcast. Today we are honored to speak with Laura Renner. Laura is an Air Force veteran, entrepreneur, and managing director with Freedom Makers. Laura's life work is to focus on people, what motivates us, what moves us, what scares us. She's also sought a balance between right brain and left brain approaches, combining creativity with structure and data with vision. Her strengths include brainstorming, creating disruptive business models, connecting people, and pursuing story-worthy adventures. And her outlook on life, which I absolutely love, always be learning, always be teaching, and life is what you make of it. So we are privileged to hear about Laura's service as a public affairs officer in the Air Force, her transition from the military, why she chose the entrepreneur path, what led her to create Freedom Makers, and the great mission of Freedom Makers. So Laura, thank you so much for your time today. Please tell us about your service in the Air Force, your transition, and what led you to start Freedom Makers.
Sure, thanks for having me. I went in as public affairs. I was in for about 6 years, and then I left more because I just wanted to explore business. You know, my dad was Army, so I kind of grew up in the military. I had an ID card since I was 10. You know, I was one of those kids, and so I wanted to explore business, and especially around strategy, and being able to explore strategy sooner, I felt you could do that in business as opposed to the military. So I got out and I went straight to business school because I thought, well, if I don't know anything about business, I should go to school for it. And then started down a string of different businesses that I attempted. I got onto Freedom Makers because I was originally doing recruiting for small businesses, and I was coming across a lot of business owners who weren't ready, or they didn't want to commit to having an employee, even part-time still. You know, an employee is a big responsibility, but they still needed help. And at the same time, my brother was still active duty and they were getting ready to PCS. And I just found myself having that conversation with my sister-in-law, sort of the repeated conversation about what are you going to do for work. And so then that's when I kind of came up with the idea of, you know, here's this untapped resource of talent and this unmet need small business space, and that's what led to Freedom Makers being born.
That's awesome, and it's so exciting because you're right. It is a talent pool, and it really needs to be tapped into more so. And that's part of the our mission at Veterans Ascend is to connect employers as well with that talent pool, and help the veterans and employers understand their skills and how they can connect better. So talk a little bit more about Freedom Makers in depth. What, you know, the name, the mission, and then the goals for the organization. Where did the name come from? I could probably kind of put it together, but I want to hear directly from you on what the mission is and the goals and the name.
Sure. I think the name came about because, well, one, when I started toying with the idea, I was nervous about, I'm one of those entrepreneurs where every week I have a new business idea.
So, I can totally relate.
Yeah. And so I was like, is this one going to stick? And I don't want to go down this path and then 6 months later be like, yeah, I'm over it. And then, you know, leave people hanging. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to share with something that I would stick with. And so I just sat down and really kind of spent some time thinking about, okay, what is it that's going to make me stick with this? And I realized that freedom was very important to me. And so I needed to get business that I could run from anywhere. That's what freedom was for me, to be able to, travel and still run this business type thing. And so so then that kind of became the guiding principle. And so with that, we set it up to where, you know, we don't have minimum hours for clients because that's freedom for them. We don't assign work to the spouses. They get to choose the kind of work they want to go for, and that's freedom for them. And also that it's completely virtual for them as well. Sometimes clients will ask us, you know, I know you're virtual, but can they come to the office once a month? And I'm like, no, because when they piece together, yeah, right? And so,
right.
So freedom became a guiding principle. And for us, that meant freedom from commitment, freedom choosing the kind of work you want to do, and freedom from location. And so that was a big thing for us. And then, at first, sometimes people were like, oh, they thought I was talking about the Veterans Administration. So I had to come up with a new name anyway, and that's how Freedom Makers came about.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so that's related to like the mission and the goals. You know, we're trying to create freedom for business owners and for spouses, and at the same time, you know, create work opportunities for the spouses as well. So that's part of the mission and the goals.
That's great. So along those lines, I know there is a lot of advantages you could talk about, but is there anything specific advice to businesses on creating opportunities for military spouses to have kind of mobile occupations, or, you know, what are the benefits to the organization when they create these type of environments for our military spouses?
I think the big thing is that, you know, if you kind of, if we flip it around a little bit and look at it as remote workers, whether it's spouses or not, but remote workers, the key thing is being deliberate about communication and systems, right? Because a lot of times you hear about this where even a spouse, right, if they have an on the on-site job and then they PCS and the employer is like, great, you can work from home, and that ends up lasting maybe a year or two and then it doesn't work anymore. And part of the reason why is because the communication isn't deliberate, right? If communication happens because you overhear someone in the cubicle next to you talking about something you're working on, or you bump into someone in the hallway and you make a decision, then that leaves out the remote worker. And so having a deliberate communication plan where we make decisions, or any decision made is posted here, or any progress made is posted here, like that type of deliberate communication is what allows for remote work to succeed. And then having systems in place, because at least in the small business space, we see, I'll see like a client will say, oh yeah, I have a ton that I can have my freedom maker do. But the problem is that if they're not organized about it, then it's more like when the task comes to me, I'll task it to the freedom maker. The problem is then that still sits on the plate of the business owner. You know, there's still a task there for the business owner to do, and it ends up just becoming more work for the business owner, right? But if you have a system in place to where it totally bypasses the business owner and it goes straight to the freedom maker, then you're able to get more done and rely on someone else more effectively, right? And so I think for employers to create spouses, create opportunities for spouses in mobile work, there's two things. It's deliberate communication and having systems in place.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's absolutely on point and great advice. I worked for a large corporation and I worked remote, and that was an issue. You know, it was great that I could work remote. I got to live anywhere that I wanted to. But at the same time, like you said, you get left out of things because you're not bumping into somebody at the hall or at the water cooler, you know, kind of situation. So it is very much, like you said, a deliberate circumstance that you have to work on to include. And when you do it right, it's the ROI is tremendous
exactly.
For them. So yeah, that's awesome. So tell us your best advice to transitioning service members or veterans, and really more about if a military spouse is interested in working with Freedom Makers, what should they do?
Sure. I can start with the second one first. One of the things I've noticed, I was just talking with my team about it this morning, you know, spouses come with a wide variety of skill sets, right? Like if they maybe had a full career before meeting their service member, and so then they had that work experience that way, or if they met their service member right out of school and have been, you know, moving all over the world since they became an adult type thing, right? Like, there's a wide variety of skills. And one of the things I've noticed was that if the spouse, regardless of work experience, right, if they have experience running a military household, they are amazingly good at research, at planning, and at organizing, right? Because they have to figure out a house, a school, all that stuff at their next duty location, without maybe even having all the resources to do that, right? So they'll just dive in and figure it out. And those are a lot of the same skill sets that small businesses need, because they're kind of doing everything on their own, right? And so I've seen that regardless of work experience, quote unquote work experience, right? If they have experience running a military house, they transition very well into supporting a small business.
I was furiously shaking my head, agreeing with you, because it just bothers me so much when I meet military spouses and they say, well, I've been a stay-at-home parent for so many years. What skills do I have to bring to an organization? And it just makes me cringe. And I just want to say, oh, please, you have so many skills. You know, you're not just sitting around. You are running a small business as a household. It's just, it's incredible what they're doing, but they take it for granted. So it's wonderful what you're doing. Awesome. So how do they get involved, or if they wanted to, work with Freedom Makers, how do they go about doing that?
Sure. So right now I'd say the easiest thing is they can just send us an email and we'll respond with a link that kind of walks them through getting started with us. And so they can just email me, Laura@freedom-makers.com, and we can send them that.
Awesome. And Laura, just so that I make sure it's right, it's freedom-makers.com?
Yes.
Correct. Okay, wonderful. All right, so that's Laura@freedom-makers.com, everybody. So wonderful. Excellent. Any other advice you'd tell transitioning service members or military spouses?
Yeah, I think for service members, I think the key thing that I like to share is take your time to figure out what you want to do. I think, one of the things I remember is the military is a giant system, right? But you're thrown into it, and so you figure out how to work the system, right? And you figure out what it takes to succeed and what you need to avoid doing and things like that, right? But the civilian side, it's the same way, except there's a million different systems. And so you have to choose which one you want to operate within, right? If you want to go on the small business, if you want to go into a startup, if you want to go into a corporate job or go into government work, right? Each one has its own way of operating and of succeeding. And I think a lot of times they want to have that same security or stability that the military provides as far as income and benefits and things like that. So they kind of just jump into the first thing that comes along, and then they end up being miserable or it's not a good fit and things like that. So my advice to transitioning service members is just take your time to figure out what interests you and what you want to do. Talk to as many people as possible. Like, I know the military, we tend to be pretty insular. And, I remember when I got out, I was like, I only know military people. I don't know.
Right.
Especially coming from a military family. I don't know anyone outside of the military, but they did, right? They have friends or family who are civilians and who are working different functions, right?
Right.
And then I didn't even know that the civilian side has ranks, if you will, but it's generally like manager, director, then VP, like that type of ranks, if you will.
Right.
So I applied to general manager job because I thought that meant a manager in general.
That's awesome.
They led the entire company. And so things like that, like if you just talk to people and take your time to figure out what you'd be interested in, then that can help the transition go more smoothly.
Absolutely. And there's so many resources available today to help somebody just, like you said, find one of your military connections, and then they probably know somebody, and then that person knows somebody, and it cascades from there. But definitely don't go it alone, and you're right, take your time to find. The sad reality is that 33% of veterans are underemployed. Because we take the first job out that because we think that's what we can get, and it takes sometimes so long to get that first opportunity that you just have to. But build your network and take your time. That's great advice. So Miss Laura, thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, I think part of that is a lot of businesses still don't understand what the military does, but and also vice versa. Like I was saying, like I didn't understand what business does, but I think related to that too, even if you do jump at the first opportunity that comes along, find mentors. I know I did take a corporate job for a while, and I was working in HR, and for whatever reason, I thought I needed to be in finance, and I thought I liked finance, And the controller in our company was a mentor, and he orchestrated it so that he had a finance project that he justified needing an HR person to do, and so that I could do it as a way to explore my interest in finance. And just that one project, I was like, yeah, I'm not interested in finance.
Exactly.
It was very clear to me, and it sort of shut that door, that, or I shut that door, right? Whereas before, I would have been like, oh, maybe I should have gone to finance. I should have done finance, and I would have been questioning that. But I knew with certainty that that was not a fit for me. So even if you do take that first opportunity, find mentors in areas where you think you might be interested in, and see if you can explore that in a non-risky way, right? If you, as opposed to taking a job, right?
So. Yeah, that's great advice. And not only within the company that you're at, which is great advice for if you love the company you're with, but just you feel like you're not in the right job, work within that and find people within the company that can help you grow and stay with that company, because the reality is turnover is expensive, and that company is going to want to keep a great employee and just have them be in a better or a different job that utilizes their skills and their purpose and their passion. So excellent advice. That's awesome.
That reminds me of one more thing. I just met with a company a few weeks ago, and what I realized is, you know, when you're looking for work too, if you're looking for corporate jobs, one thing to keep in mind is if they say they're committed to hiring veterans, really explore what that means. Is that a stunt or is that a genuine commitment? And so the company that I was speaking with, they say that they're veterans, not just hire veterans. They keep track of how many are currently working with them, working for them, as opposed to how many of them have been hired, you know? And one of their big things is mentoring and in helping finding transitioning service members the right fit within the company. And so that company is called Smithfield, but I just wanted to share that. Like, when you're looking for work, if you're looking for a corporate job, really explore what their commitment to hiring veterans truly means and what that's going to, how that's going to fit in your transition.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that it's not, they just don't hire veterans, but they employ veterans. I've never heard that before. And that's awesome. I love that, because there is a difference there. There's truly a difference there. And when a company is more military ready, they have those programs in place versus just checking the box and saying they're military friendly. And you're right. You know, veterans need to, and really this is good advice for anybody, but veterans in particular, need to interview the company as much as they're being interviewed, right? So they understand the culture. They understand, is this a good fit for me? Is your social responsibility or the things that you're doing having an impact in the world? Do I believe in those things? And can I get on board with those things? And if you can't, then, you know, move on and go to the next opportunity. So, because you'll end up looking anyway. Down the line. So that's awesome. Well, good for Smithfields. That's wonderful to hear. I'll have to find someone there to interview on the podcast and get some more of that story. Awesome. Well, Ms. Laura, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for what you're doing for military spouses and really military families, because it has an impact. We know that 43% of military spouses will, you know, the determining factor of their spouses staying in the military or getting out is determined by their ability to get employment. And when you think about that for national security, it really is important that we make sure our military spouses have opportunities in this, you know, in this day and age or economy, whatever, you know, podium you're on. It's a dual income family. So, you know, it's very important that we help and appreciate that. So we appreciate you sharing these great insights today. We wish you and Freedom Makers so much continued success. Again, listeners, for more information on Freedom Makers, please visit their website at www.freedom-makers.com. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at www.veteransascend.com. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful day.